The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the government is planning to make public services cards an acceptable form of age verification or identity that can be used in places like banks or in credit unions. This is despite the fact that some civil rights groups have raised concerns around it. And we're going to hear about those concerns in a moment. I'm joined in the studio by Malcolm Byrne, Fianna Fáil TD. TJ McIntyre is Associate Professor at the School of Law in UCD. He's also a solicitor and Chair of Digital Rights Ireland. And DJ, I want to come to you and your concerns first. What are you worried about in this context?
So this is a continuation of existing problems, really, with the public services card concept, which is that it was introduced as a limited tool for dealing with certain social welfare issues. And ever since then, there's been a scope creep, a government push to turn it into a kind of de facto national ID card without any legal basis for that. So we've made complaints to the Data Protection Commission about this. And in 2019, the DPC upheld our first set of complaints, and they said that it was illegal for the state to demand that people present a public services card to access other services, such as to get driving licenses and so on. And then in a second decision last year, the DPC said that the facial biometric component of the public services card, the requirement that you provide a photographic ID, which is then matched against other government databases, was also illegal. And in fact, they've ordered the state to stop using it for that purpose. So really, the real problem here is that you have a system which from the outset hasn't had a proper legal basis. It's never been clear what it's been intended to do. And I think we should pause and think about what we're trying to do with this.
Can I just go back a step? Because you say that the attempt here is to bring in a national ID card without it having a legal basis. Do you have an issue with a national ID card in principle?
National ID cards can be done well in some jurisdictions where they're designed from the ground up for that purpose. And you have to think about two things there. You have to think about not just the physical piece of plastic itself, but the underlying databases and how they're secured. And we simply haven't had that conversation in Ireland to date.
Mm-hmm. Because some people might listen to this and think, well, if my public services card was accepted by a bank or by a credit union, that would be a handy thing. I'd have it there in my wallet, you know, in that format, and I could hand it over and open my account. And I'd welcome that.
So the Data Protection Commission was very clear about the risks presented by this kind of scope creep. You can't compel people to adopt something like this when it's not required by law, or roll it out when you don't have adequate safeguards in place against its abuse, for example, by third parties who might have access to it if you're required to present it for age ID. I mean, you can think about, for example, the abuses that might be made if you were to present it for age ID and somebody were to take your PPS number from it. Mm-hmm. So you have to think about these in advance rather than just say, well, it might have benefits. Yes, it certainly might have benefits, but there's significant risks that have to be considered as well.
Okay. Malcolm Byrne, you've listened to TJ's concerns there about mission creep, about, you know, heading down the road of a national ID card, but just not doing it properly.
Well, good morning, Claire, and good morning, TJ. And yes, I mean, TJ raises, valid concerns. In terms of the introduction of any form of ID, it's critical that an individual's data is kept safe and that if you share, and data protection rules are quite simple, that if you share your data with somebody, they can only use it for the express purposes that you provided. But this isn't something, in terms of what's being proposed now, that's being rushed. One of the questions that I, as a politician, often get asked by citizens is, why can I not have a simple card to be able to access more services? And yes, it has to be done properly. So what's being proposed now is about providing that legal basis that TJ talks about under a social welfare bill that will allow individuals to use a public services card for the purposes of ID, for instance, when they go into a bank. It's optional. It's not forcing anyone to use it. In the same way as at the moment, some people have to use a passport or they have to use a driving license. And there are some people who don't have a passport or a driving license. It's the choice of the individual within this provision as to whether or not they want their date of birth to appear on the ID card for age verification purposes. So that's left up to the individual to determine that. But what this is really doing is giving individuals another option in terms of whether they're able to access services as a form mm-hmm. of of ID. And it's not being rushed. This is going to be considered as part of the social welfare bill. It will go through pre-legislative scrutinies, and organisations like Digital Rights Ireland and others will have the opportunity to make submissions. But yeah, what it will do is it will address
the concern is that the government will get it wrong again, as they did in the past, and we're subject to a very large fine from the Data Protection Commission.
Well, the decision of the DPC is currently being appealed to the High Court. So that's a matter for the courts to make a decision there. What I can say in the case of this piece of legislation specifically, which is, look, there are legitimate concerns, and it is very important in terms of all of our data that we can have confidence that it's going to be used safely at any one time.
Are you in favour of us having a national ID card?
I think what's going to be beneficial, I think we do need to talk about the whole concept of our digital identity and our data. And by the way, that includes our face, our voice, our likeness, and how we protect that. Because I think it's broader to talk about than a national ID card. But I certainly think it's a case of the more digitalization of records that will help. Because I think one of the things a lot of people find frustrating is the fact we haven't digitalized yet our health records in Ireland. So if somebody ends up in a hospital, it should be relatively easy if they put in, Malcolm Byrne is my name, this is my PPS number, this is my date of birth, they're going to be able to access with my consent, my medical records from my GP and so on to inform it, rather than, the paper-based trail that we have at the moment. So I think where we have a digital ID with safeguards and where you as an individual can have control over that, I think it's a good thing. If it improves the delivery of public services to citizens, I think most people will be happy with that. At the moment, we effectively use, when people are asked for their ID, it tends to be a passport or a driving license tends to be produced. If there is another option that is available, I think that should be made for citizens.
Okay, so this will be a matter of choice for individuals. TJ, what is the issue with that?
Again, I think the problem is more the underlying structure here. And to step back a bit, Malcolm is right in saying identification is a wider issue. And identification as regards the state and online services in Ireland has been split historically between three different departments. So now you have social protection on the one side with the actual PSC card. You have a deeper public expenditure and reform, which is driving the use of the PSC across the public sector. And then you have the Department of Culture, Communications and Sport, which is responsible for electronic ID verification on the internet. And unfortunately, they're all trying to build what looks like disparate systems on top of an existing system, which has already been found to be illegal by the DPC in several regards. And I think it's time for a little bit more joined up thinking and going back and asking ourselves, if we do want to go down this road of a national ID card, how should we structure that properly so that it complies with the law to begin with?
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a good idea, doesn't it, Malcolm?
Yeah, and I would agree with TJ. I think that there has to be, in terms of any form of identification, in particular on digital identification, there has to be interoperability, because the idea should be, and how we need to look at this is from the perspective of the citizen, that any of your listeners or you or I, that where we're engaging with public services or we're engaging with an institution like a bank that requires state-backed ID, that we make the system as simple and as safe as possible. And I think what we will see within this is in the social protection bill that's coming forward, it will provide the legal basis for this use. And the question is, look, the ultimate aim is for somebody, and it's by choice, that if they want to use a public services card as a form of ID rather than a passport or a driving license, because they may not have them or they may not wish to use them, then they should be able to do that.
So there is choice, is what
there is choice. It's not compulsory, but I think our objective as government is we have to try to ensure that we make life as easy as possible for our citizens. It's certainly something that I'm regularly asked about. And yes, TJ is entirely right. We have to have the safeguards that are in place. And I think as part of the pre-legislative scrutiny and as this bill is being debated through the Oireachtas, we will ensure that will happen.
But when it comes to accessing some public services, though, you don't have a choice. Like new mothers, when they want to claim the children's allowance, are told that they must have the public services card in order to do that.
Yeah, I accept that. And the key in terms of what we're talking about here is about making sure that there is a legal basis to be able to do that. I mean, there is a responsibility on the state to establish very clearly that somebody who is making a claim for, you know, whatever support or whatever payments, that they are who they say they are. So there is a requirement to do that. There's obviously a responsibility on the state to make sure that the necessary protections are in place, that if, you know, we're storing anyone's data as a state, that is safeguarded and mm-hmm. it's only used for that purposes.
Okay,
but
well,
I think most people don't find it the idea unreasonable that if you're accessing public services, that there is a requirement for you to prove exactly who you are.
Just on that point about storing the data, about the state storing the data, TJ, in a responsible and safe manner, is that what you're concerned about?
The state storing the data, and as you say, and also who has access to the data and under what conditions. So at the moment, when we don't have a legal basis properly controlling what entities in state can access or process the data, when the DPC has found that we don't have that, I think it's a bit irresponsible to roll this out so that now these cards can be accessed by private sector institutions as well.
Well, it's not irresponsible in that it's going through a process. So for, you know, any of the concerns that TJ would have will be addressed as part of the pre-legislative scrutiny. I mean, our job is, this is something that citizens want. They want to be able to know that if they go into their bank and their bank says, I need a form of ID that you prove who you say you are.
But the bank then has that information. That's the TJ's concern.
But the only purpose for which the bank can use it, because private institutions are subject to the same rules around data protection, the only rules by which the bank can use it are for the express purposes that you give them permission. So in the same way as if you give a passport to the bank to establish this is who I say I am,
that's all they can use it for.
That's all they can use it for. And similarly with regard to, we're now providing a legal basis where the public services card could equally be used. It's about making things as easy as possible for citizens. So I totally agree with TJ with the legal basis. But, you know, I what I would love to see him is coming in before at the Social Protection Committee when it's considering this, saying, yeah, we favour making it easier for citizens, and here are the safeguards that need to be put in place with the public
All
services
right,
card.
We'll leave that one there. Malcolm Byrne and TJ McIntyre, thank you both.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.